is all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly high. We were born to fly. So was I. I ask myself, what will I come to be? I have a choice now, so I guess it's up to me. Maybe I will make a difference in this world. Maybe I will teach another boy or another girl how to fly. Teach them all that they were born to fly. And we were born to fly. So was I. But when you live in a world that tells you that you can't, and when you live in a world that says you must be something other than what you are in a world that forgets, you were born to fly. We were born to fly. We were born to fly.
Universal Spiritual Connection Show. Mahalo to all the listeners of BBSRadio.com. Our call-in numbers are 877-270-8714 and 530-876-9026 or 530-413-4514. 15. And I am very excited about this show tonight. And before I introduce you to my guest, I'd like to make an announcement to all the listeners. We are going to have Myrna Lou. Now, quite a few of you are very familiar with Mary Lou. She has been a constant guest here on this show, and we've got her back. She's coming in on March the 6th. Now, what you all need to do is scan your palms and send it to her through an email. with the name of the show, your full name, which means your first, middle, and last name, along with your full birth date. And that means the month, the day, and the year that you were born. Now, you want to scan your palm, email it to H as in horse, M as in Mary, G as in good, at, P as in Paul, R, I, V as in victory, A, T as in Tom, E as in echo, I as in ice.com. And I am so excited for Mary Myrna Lou to be back with us on this show. A lot of you have had your palms read. She wanted me to make sure I made an announcement to all of you listeners that if it's been at least a year to 7 months, you need to rescan your palms because many of us have gone through major changes. A lot of new pathways are opening up for each of us as we continue going through these wonderful shifts that we're all experiencing today. Now, getting to this guest, I'm actually trembling just a little bit. It is, when I say it is an actual true honor to have this young man with us today on this show, I mean just what I'm saying. Now, you all need to go grab a notepad, something to write with, because you're going to find yourself wanting to take a whole lot of notes. I want to remind you all that I have his information on my show page. We will be opening up the lines for all of you to call in. You're also welcome to use BBS Fast Chat, and I will read your questions, comments during this live broadcast, and we will do our very best to answer any of your questions. You will find the BBS Fast Chat located just below the toll-free and direct lines to the show. Now, that said, let's get back to this guest because, and I know that a lot of you know I haven't been feeling too well, but I had to do this show. It is so much incredible, powerful information that I even don't know where to begin to share with all of you. So let me introduce you to Barry Carter. And we're going to give this man a warm welcome to this show. And we're going to allow this man to share his knowledge, his wisdom, and believe me, you are going to be excited about this show tonight. So welcome, Barry Carter.
Thank you, Leilani.
Oh, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you.
Well, it's an honor and a pleasure to be had.
You know, it's really interesting, Barry. I've done a lot of research on the Amis, which we're all going to be talking about tonight. You have, it's so incredible, this information. I don't even know where to begin. And
well,
this doesn't normally happen to me.
Maybe we could begin in ancient times.
Yes, but before we get started there, please share a little bit more about who you are, Barry.
Well, I came to this as a result of some interests that I developed when I was a kid in the 60s and early 70s. And basically I was thinking that there must be some way to identify a physical component of consciousness. We always hear in mystical literature about substances that have a spiritual component or have a spiritual connection. And so I was always looking for that. And it seems that I have manifested an opportunity to explore that a bit.
Yes, and just to give our listeners tonight a little bit of of who Barry Carter is. Now, what's really interesting, and why I've been so intrigued with Barry, it's because you're about to see scientific research merge with spirituality. Here it is, everybody. We're firsthand seeing it on this show. And Barry, you were a woodworker for many years, and you went into improving computer communication for up in Oregon for the forest activists. Is that correct?
That's true.
And I also understand that you are also, I'd like to learn a little bit of what an electronic librarian is.
Well, I keep information and make it available to the public, so to speak, via the Internet.
Wow. So this is what we're about to share with our listeners tonight just goes to show you that a lot of what we would refer to as the common people, as myself, we're all beginning to really awaken and find ourselves walking a whole new path. Are you there with me?
Yes, I am.
Yes, okay.
Is that a question?
Well, I guess that was more of a statement on my part. Now, I would like to go ahead and go back to the ancient times, if we may.
Mm-hmm. Well, in ancient literature, you read about alchemy and various substances that have spiritual properties. In ancient Chinese literature, you have qi, which is spoken of as an actual substance, but you obtain it from the air. It's in the air, and you breathe it in. Prana is the same sort of thing from Hindu literature. There's the soma also in ancient Hindu literature.
Okay.
In biblical literature, there's the showbread and the manna. These are substances that sustain people with a very small amount of these materials, of the manna, it would sustain people for a day, just eating a little bit of this stuff. And
wow.
The showbread was kept in the Ark of the Covenant, and the manna was kept in the Ark of the Covenant. And the Ark of the Covenant would levitate sometimes and carry the people that were supposed to be carrying it, would carry them along. In other words, it was a levitation device. And we think maybe that the manna in it was part of that function.
Now, Barry, when you refer to the manna, are you referring to the life force?
No, I'm referring to an actual physical substance that you can work with. In the Bible, it talks about how Moses burned the golden calf and strewed it upon the water and made the children of Israel drink of it. Now, how do you burn gold? Gold is a tough thing to burn. But I've actually burned gold and turned it into a white powder and eaten that powder. And the technique that I used is something that would be easy enough for Moses to have used way back then. It is not difficult, in other words, to convert the metal gold or the metal silver or any of the metals into a white powder form or a white precipitate, which is a wet powder. And when it's in this other state, it is invisible to ordinary spectroscopic analysis. In other words, scientists using special devices cannot identify it. Now, what we think is that these materials are the connector. They function as a spirit connector between mind and physical and the non-physical. And
so tell me, Barry, if I may interject here quick, is how did we lose this connection with the substance through the times?
Well, various things happened. A lot of knowledge was lost when the library at Alexandria was burned. And a lot of this information we think must have been there. When Rome conquered Israel and destroyed the Essenes at Masada, the information was lost there. Then when the Roman Church, when Rome became a Christian nation, and the Roman Church took over, it suppressed all information from more ancient times. Literally wiped it from the surface of the earth as much as they could. Anything that wasn't in what they called the canon was pretty much destroyed. Although they missed documents here and there. We can see that in the Nag Hammadi scrolls where some gospels survived that were found nowhere else. And there are legends and stories of gospels that were found in Tibet where they were out of the reach of the Roman Church. So all of this information, all of this knowledge sort of got lost during the Dark Ages, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just starting to find it again.
Well, I tell you what, when you sent me those pictures of when you take the Amis, I was just in awe over this, and that's why I was so excited when you agreed to come and do the show. You know, the listeners of this show know that I really go out and look for very powerful information to help them along their own spiritual journey. And once I started diving into all this information, I got very excited, but yet at the same time, my mind just swirled and swirled, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is incredible stuff.
Well, if all we've observed turns out to be true about this stuff, all that we surmise and observe, if only 10% of it, let's say, is true, this is going to be the greatest scientific discovery in human history. Because one of the hard problems, they call it the hard problem in physics, is what is the connection between mind and matter?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's been able to really identify this connection. And there's a lot of physicists that are trying to do that right now. And so they call it the hard problem. Are we just simply the atoms and molecules in our brain and the electrical impulses and not connected at all? Or is there some kind of a cosmic connection going on all the time? Now, physicists are saying that there is something called quantum non-locality. And quantum non-locality means that you've got a couple of atoms or a couple of electrons or a couple of photons that are connected somehow, and you split them apart, and you do something to one of them, and the other one responds, no matter how far away it is.
That wow.
Means that it's an instantaneous communication system. Not light speed, instantaneous. And a lot of scientists have observed this phenomena, but they observe it in something the size of an atom or smaller. It's a quantum behavior. Now, physicists try to figure out, well, how could this quantum behavior allow communication between everything and everybody? Because in religion we read or we learn that God is omnipresent. That's everywhere at once. Omniscient,
yeah.
Knows all. And so how could this all-knowing, everywhere present thing happen? How could we connect? How can we be connected or part of this whole? And this is where conventional physics and conventional biochemistry and biophysics breaks down. They know that there's a connection, but they don't know what it is. They know that at very small levels, there's quantum behaviors. But anything bigger than that doesn't really follow the rules of quantum mechanics. The stuff that we're working with, the ORMA stuff, is big stuff, stuff you can hold in your hand, that nevertheless has quantum behaviors. And those behaviors include things like instantaneous communication over incredible vast distances, include teleportation. I've seen this stuff teleport from the inside of a bottle to the outside of a bottle.
That's fascinating. So if the product has the ability to transport itself outside of its own container, I can just imagine what we can do once we take this substance in our own physical bodies. It's unlimited.
Exactly. Now, various people have actually been hooked up to electroencephalogram, EEG. When they took the ORMIS, within about 3 minutes, the two hemispheres of the brain synchronized. They're no longer out of sync. Now they're synchronized. And also within that same 2 or 3 minutes, the person drops into an alpha state, which is a kind of a meditative state, a light meditative state.
Okay.
Within 10 minutes, the front brain and the rear brain, they synchronize, and the person drops into a theta or delta state, which is the super deep meditative state that these yogis spend 30 years in a cave learning how to get into that state.
Oh, my gosh. Now, for you...
This happens just instantaneously.
Oh, my God. And, Barry, you've been taking this for how many years now?
About 10 years.
So let me ask you this, then. Would you share with our listeners tonight the effects that you have observed yourself when you proceeded to start taking this and as the years rolled past you? What effects have you seen?
Well, one of the first things I noticed is that I didn't hurt as much. My back quit hurting. My carpal tunnel in my wrist went away. I didn't sunburn as easily. Things like I quit getting headaches like I used to get all the time. Migraines, I don't have migraines anymore. And I don't need to sleep as much. Those are just kind of the effects that I've noticed. I'm not interested in psychic abilities, per se. I never really have been. And I've never had any psychic abilities that I've noticed, except for I'm really interested in getting really good at being in the right place at the right time. And that seems to be improving.
Well, that would make sense, though, right? When they split the two atoms, and if you take them, right?
If you're in better communication with everything else, you're going to be better at being in the right place at the right time.
So let me ask you this then, Barry. Is there any effects from taking OMIS?
Any what kind of effect?
Side effects.
Yeah, some women who are in their 50s have complained that their periods come back, and they don't like that a bit.
Oh, you know what? Oh, well, I won't go there. You know what? I think that's a good thing, actually, don't you? I think because, I mean, the body, that's a natural function for the body.
Well,
and, you know, most women suffer from hormonal imbalances.
Uh-huh. And
right? So
those seem to balance out a bit. And with men, a couple of men have noted that they're not as distinguished looking anymore. They don't, the gray's gone, and they just don't look as distinguished anymore. But
oh my
other
goodness,
people would,
you know,
other people would think that would be a benefit, you know, so.
Oh, my Lord. Well, you know, it's really interesting because that was in some other pictures that you had shared as well where a gentleman that had an all-silver beard, and then he was using the Amish, and his hair color came back.
Exactly, yes.
Now
completely come back. And it doesn't seem to happen for everybody, but my hair color is darker than it was.
Now, I noticed this picture that I have on my show page. You've got some silver in your beard, and then I also see little spots here and there in your mustache and in other areas of, you know, with your beard and mustache. Now, is this the Amish product on there, or is that you're actually showing where it's changing back to its natural color?
It seems to be going back to its natural color.
Oh, man, you're my very best friend, Barry, and you just made a whole bunch of new friends.
Well, that's okay. Now, here's another effect that people should be aware of.
Okay.
If the communication system gets better. So let's say that there's a cell phone in every cell, and the cell phone has a broken antenna, and the batteries are discharged. And you go in and repair the cell phone and repair the antenna. The antenna is the DNA that connects us with spirit. And
correct.
You repair these things, and then all of a sudden, it's not like the cell phone can just talk to the cell next door. It can talk to the cell in your big toe, you know? It can communicate
right.
with... And with other people as well. Now, if you're on a train track and you listen for the train, you can't hear it. But if you put your ear on the iron rail, you'll hear the train coming before you hear it through the air. And that is because the iron rail is denser than the air. So the sound travels quicker. But we think that the ormus, when it's denser in the body, allows our thoughts to travel quicker. Let's say you're on, to continue with this analogy, let's say you're on the edge of the Grand Canyon.
Okay.
And you shout, "I love you!" And a minute later, somebody says, "I love you." Well, you think somebody out there loves you. Or you shout, "I hate you." And a minute later, somebody says, "I hate you." Well, you think somebody out there hates you. You get
mm-hmm.
scared.
Mm-hmm.
The echo takes so long to come back that there's plausible deniability. I didn't do that. How could I have done that? That happened a long time after I said it. Well, we have the same sort of thing going on with our thoughts. Our thoughts go out, our feelings go out, and it takes a while for the consequences of the thoughts to come back. Well, people have noticed with the ormus that the thoughts come back quicker, that our, well, I guess John Lennon said it, instant karma will get you. So
that creates you paying more attention to your mental thoughts, because you especially the subconscious mind, is that correct?
Well, if it's subconscious, it's not a problem. It's only when it's conscious that it's a problem. And the things that our beliefs, some of our beliefs are buried pretty deep. But if you think about your beliefs, a belief is just a thought that you repeat over and over and over again. And we repeat our negative thoughts over and over and over again, and our positive thoughts over and over and over again.
Yes, and I'm a great, you know, my listeners, I've shared a lot of my own experiences with them with the hope that I will help them give themselves permission, you know, to dust themselves off and start again, instead of going into that guilt or beating ourselves up. And, you know, I've found myself many a times realizing I was thinking negative thoughts, putting that out there, and then a month later, here it is, reared its head in front of, you know, in my face. And I'm going, well, wait a minute, where did that come from? Well, that was a negative thought you had a month ago.
Exactly. Exactly. Just remember, if you feel guilty, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I agree with that. You're right, because we should be celebrating life every moment of every hour.
But wait a minute.
Every day.
Being ashamed of yourself is also feeling guilty.
There's not many things that can make me feel guilty anymore, I'll tell you, Barry. You know, I'm so ready to celebrate life. I'm so ready to see my heart explode with joy and happiness. And, you know, being a healer, I've spent many, many years connecting with people of all various walks of life. And you know, I've seen many different issues that have arise from them coming to see me. And when I was introduced to the Amis and saw firsthand what this substance actually does for humanity, I couldn't wait to get you on this show. And I want to apologize to my listeners, but yet I'm not apologizing to any of you because I feel this very strongly. I could not encourage any of you enough to go and really dive into the Amis substance. Once you do, you will understand precisely what I'm sharing with all of you. It's so much incredible, powerful information. Now, we've all been exposed to powerful information, and that's all great. But for a substance to bring you to a quicker connection to spirit, that oneness with God, the wholeness of your own personal being. If you have any physical issues, this substance will come right in and bring back balance, won't it, Barry?
Well, it seems to. On the other hand, if your thoughts are habitually negative, it'll bring you instant feedback on that as well. Or let's not say instant. Let's say you're on the edge of the Grand Canyon, you shout, I love you, I love you. It comes right back. I hate you, it comes right back. It's not completely overlapping, but it's a little overlapping enough that you can see that you did it. You can see your fingerprint on it. And we think that that's what's happening with the Amis. And for that very reason, we don't want to take the most powerful stuff out there. People who do that have, in the past, had instant manifestation of their thoughts. And they became so scared of thinking something negative that they spent their time doing mathematical equations just to keep their brain occupied. And taking sleeping pills at night. So that's none of the products that are available are anywhere close to that.
So the products that are out there now help an individual to comfortably evolve to the next level as they continue taking the product.
They bump you up a notch.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, it's really interesting because Barry and I have a mutual friend, and it wasn't until after I had this wonderful conversation with you on the Amos that I had realized our mutual friend had actually sent me some. And as soon as mine was all gone, I went on the phone with our friend and said, I'd love to get some more of that stuff. And so, and it didn't dawn on me until after I'd had my conversation with you, and I actually felt myself mistaking it, and I was taking it every day underneath the tongue. So let me ask you this. When someone chooses to take it and they go through this process of moving from one step to the next, what are some of the suggestions that you could make to the listeners that are interested in exploring the Amos product? What are some of the things that they can do to help monitor their ways of thinking? And are there some exercises that you'd like to share?
A lot of the stuff in the movie The Secret,
yes,
is really, really useful for that. That information originally, a lot of the terminology that they're using comes from the Abraham Hicks material. Esther Hicks channels the Abraham, and that information is pretty well embedded into the secret. And that same kind of information originally came from Seth back in the 70s and 80s. So it's been around a while, and you know, even before that, in teachings of Emmett Fox and so on. And the key here is, if you notice that you're listening to the yucky music station, change the channel.
Yeah.
And the channel changing device is your feelings. Your feelings are your resonator. Your feelings resonate your life and attract things that are like those feelings. So if you don't feel good, if something doesn't feel good and you dwell on it, you're attracting more of that in your life. It's like you're tuning your tuner to the yucky music station.
Oh, you know, I get into some of that.
I hate this yucky music. Huh?
I get into that sometimes, and I think we all do because, you know, we're spiritual beings having a human experience, and, you know, every so often I find myself doing that, and so I really get the importance of your words of wisdom here.
Mm-hmm. And you can change the channel anytime. Sometimes maybe you want to get into the protest music station instead, because that's a notch up above the yucky music station. Or maybe you want to get into the anger music station, which is a little bit, you know, just a notch or two up. You can't go all the way to the wonderful music station in just one session, you know, one instant. But ultimately, you want to move your tuner, how you feel, to something better. Always look for feeling better. And, I mean, if you notice the yucky music, you say, I hate that. I hate that feeling. When you say, I hate that feeling, you're tuning into that feeling. So change the channel. Instead of saying, I hate that feeling, decide on something that you like. And the
only thing
you
really like this. You know what I've been doing, Barry, is I've been walking around. I've been listening to Abraham Hicks' manifestation CDs, and then, of course, I own The Secret. And I've been walking around going, visualizing this big, huge, universal genie that follows me everywhere I go. And it's interesting because I see this genie. It's almost like I can hear his voice say to me, your wish is my command. And so I made an agreement with my big secret genie to, whenever I started to flow upstream, is to give me a gentle reminder that I was turning my boat upstream instead of going downstream with the flow. And it's actually worked.
You bet. That really, really, really is a good way to do it. Now, what the Ormus does is it just kind of speeds up the feedback a little bit. And that little bit of speed up seems to help give you the clue that it's you that's doing it. Another thing that it does is when you go into that alpha state or theta and delta state, you no longer worry as much. You forget to worry. There's a little segment of a Rumi poem. Rumi is a Persian poet. And he wrote, "For 60 years I've been forgetful every minute, but not for a second has this flowing toward me stopped or slowed." In other words, the stream is always flowing towards you. Mm-hmm. And if you're forgetful enough, you'll let it in. If you forget to worry,
I like it.
If you forget to focus on the things that you don't want, then the flow comes towards you and it comes easier and easier and easier. Now, there's another thing. This Ormus is not just good for people. We've been putting it on plants. And on my website, you'll see pictures of walnuts that are 4.5 times the size of the ordinary walnuts that were grown on a tree nearby. And pictures of oranges the size of cantaloupes. An orange the size of a cantaloupe. And raspberries that are the size of strawberries. Even on my plum tree, my plums are 2.5 times the size of my neighbor's plums, just from putting the Ormus on them.
Absolutely amazing. Because the minerals within the Ormus is what the physical body also is, the minerals that the body needs. Isn't that right, Barry?
Well, it's like here's a whole set of essential nutrients that nobody ever knew about before. All of a sudden, we've suddenly discovered vitamin C and vitamin A and vitamin B, all of these vitamins that we never knew about, only these are the Ormus nutrients instead. When people started discovering vitamin C, they realized that there are certain things that you have to have or you'll get scurvy.
Yes, yes. Well, I tell you what, when I saw the pictures, and real quick, that brings me to mind. Let's share, if you would, Barry, your website information with our listeners.
Well, it's www.subtleenergies, subtleenergies.com, and then /Ormus, O-R-M-U-S.
Yes, and for our listeners, you'll also be able to find that information on my show page, and you will find yourselves very buried in research with this Ormus product. I know I have been, and I mean, it's just fascinating. I promise you that not one of you will ever get bored exploring this incredible product. Now, before we go on a break, Barry, you're also about to travel here to Arizona, aren't you?
Yes, indeed.
You've got some workshops coming up.
I'm going to have a workshop in Sedona this coming weekend. The weekend after that, I'll be doing a workshop in Phoenix, and the following weekend after that in Tucson.
So most dates, the February dates for the Sedona workshops would be for the 24th and, what, the 25th as well?
23rd, 24th, and 25th. I do an introductory lecture, a free introductory lecture on the 23rd. And then and on the 24th and 25th, I do my workshop.
Got it.
And
okay.
In Phoenix, it'll be the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And
March.
In Tucson, it'll be the 9th, 10th, and 11th of March.
Got it. Okay. I'm going to post all Barry's information of his events and workshops on the show page as well, and you can also find them on his website. And for all you Sedona people, Barry's going to be up there. I could not recommend workshops enough to all of you. I'm personally going to attend some of the workshops, and so some of my friends are coming as well, Barry.
Oh, excellent.
So we're going to get to see you.
Well, I'm not going to give you my condolences.
Our mutual friend just said to me, he says, now you make sure you don't abuse Barry when he gets down there. And I said, oh, man, that's no fun. But anyway, we're going to be going on a break here, Barry. So I want to, for all the ones that have tuned in, we are our special guest tonight on the Universal Spiritual Connection is Barry Carter. We're speaking about the Amos product. You will find that just tons and tons of information on my show page, and I welcome each of you to explore and have some fun. And I know that Barry would be more than happy to answer any of your questions, so I've asked that each of you stay tuned because Barry will be back with us. Barry's going to take a 3-minute break, aren't you, Barry?
You bet.
All right. We'll see you back in 3 minutes.
All right.
Okay. Wow. I am just, you know, I have to tell all my listeners, it's just amazing. It's so powerful, this information. And please, do yourselves some justice by checking into the ancient prophecies and start from there. And as you continue reading through that and then finding yourself learning into what the Amos product is, and it's so interesting because it's such a... It looks like sea salt. I've actually gotten some. I've actually taken the product, and I actually really, really enjoyed it and did one of those, please, please, please send me some of this product again, and my friend is sending me more of it. When Barry comes back, we're going to further discuss about the different types of physical disease that a lot of our loved ones or even maybe yourself may be having some challenges in. And it was really interesting because a dear friend of mine that's a personal friend of both of us actually sent me this information because as a healer, I'm always looking for answers to assisting humanity. And this came my way, and I called my friend and I said, I have just got to talk to Barry Carter about this product. I said, I want to learn more. And it's still today, even though I've done a lot of research on this product, it's just so much there that you can't seem to kind of put it all together, but yet it makes a lot of sense because, you know, it talks about the ancient prophecies, how the ancients used to use it, the direct line or connection that you have with God and Source here on the physical planet. you will see pictures of Barry actually recording and documenting what we eat every day as a normal, what we think of as a normal orange. And then he shows where an orange from the Amos product and the difference. I mean, you can actually see the scale and the difference. And, you know, even though I haven't tasted a fruit or a vegetable from Amos, I intuitively realize and know, can you imagine the sweetness that an orange may have? If you think about it, I can remember way back when I had a lot of family members that actually had their own farms and so forth. So, you know, when harvest time came around, you know, we had plenty of everything from all kinds of fruits to vegetables, and my family used to stock up on different types of meats, and so this would last us throughout a whole year. I don't know about you guys, but I have to tell you, our food don't taste like what it used to taste like. Can you just imagine what an orange that's been fed by Amos may taste like? The sweetness and the richness of the juice from an orange, the texture of the meat. I can only just fantasize about that. And it's really interesting because Barry also shows you pictures of the product actually in a jar and holds it up and allows the sun to filter the rays to filter through the jar. And you'll be amazed on the beautiful rainbow colors that this product gives off. It's just incredible. And if that doesn't get you, he's got so many pictures from the trees, different sized trees, trees that have been fed by the Amos, trees that have not been. And he's done an exceptionally great job on documenting different things. From, he also shows where a man's beard is all silver, and then he uses the Amos, and his beard starts changing back to its natural color. To anyway, I'm going to share it with all of you. Kitten's tail being cut off, and it was, of course, an accident, so let's all not panic here. It was an accident, but you know what the beauty of it was? Is they actually used the Amos on the remaining stub of the kitten's severed tail, and guess what happened? It grew back. Yes, it actually grew back. Can you just imagine? I don't know about you guys, but I'm hoping that you can see why I was so excited about sharing this with all of you. Now, before we have Barry come back, I want to remind all of you that the call-in numbers to the show tonight is, toll-free is 877-270-8714. We have our direct lines, and those numbers are area code 530-876-9026 or
411. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry about
yes.
that. Only the 800 number is working. Remember, the 800 number is the only one working, along with the 4511 number, or excuse me, the 4515. So it's the toll-free number and the 451 number, 4515 are the only two that are working. The 9026 is not working.
Oh, that was good. Hey, Don, while I've got you on the show, isn't this incredible? Have you ever heard of the Amos?
You know, it's an incredible show. I'm stunned by it.
You know, it's really, really interesting, Don.
Yes.
Go take a look at all those pictures.
Yeah.
I mean, this is actual documentation. Even some of them have gone through the different stages.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting because it looks like regular sea salt.
Yeah.
In its natural form.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, I just, sorry to break in. I just wanted to let you know that, and I'm getting a little feedback because I've got the sound on and my headphones on. So I know people are probably saying, hey, there's a little feedback, and I know, but, and I can cut it out, but it's hard for me with two schedules and 12 phone lines, you know, to. But the 800 number is working, and the 4515 number.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I know the listeners appreciate it.
I love you, little lady.
Thank you. I also want to remind our listeners that you can always send me a question on the DDS Fast Chat. And it's just, a lot of you are very familiar with it. You know, you type in your name, the question that you have for me, hit send, and I will immediately get your question on my end. Or, don't be afraid, here's your chance to actually talk to a man that is very tall in stature, that so loved him for himself, and for animals and our food that we digest, that he was so willing to explore this product even further to offer it to all of you. And I'm real excited that he is coming down here to Arizona. His first workshops will be from February 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Also, once again, in March on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, he'll be down in, I believe, in the Phoenix area. We'll verify that with him. March 9th, 10th, and the 11th, he'll be down in the Tucson area. And if you have any questions, and you can also email me, and I'll get you connected to the workshops. Or you can actually go pay a visit on Barry's website. There's just a jam-packed full of great, great information. It talks about the DNA and all the different elements that's within the Amis. Are you back with us now, Barry?
Yes, indeed.
I was talking about you. Was your ears ringing?
No, but I could hear you.
Okay.
My ears are ringing all the time. That's another thing that Ormus does, is it creates something called the who sound, or the nada in your ears. And people perceive it in a different way. It isn't like ordinary ear ringing from loud noise or something like that. It's totally different. But it's an indicator that's often associated with spiritual awakening sorts of things. That's why they call it the nada.
Ah, okay. Now, it's interesting. Now, do you have that in both ears or just more predominant in the right ear, Barry?
It's in both ears, a little bit more in the right ear.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that's kind of what I was sensing. Now, let me ask you this as well. Is there some kind of tonal frequency, like up in your head area?
That's what it feels like. It just feels like a sound in the head. It doesn't feel like, it's just a little bit more toward the right side. And the frequency is 11,000 hertz for me. It's different for other people.
Okay, and what was those hertz for you, did you say?
11,000.
Oh my gosh.
So quite a high frequency.
I was measured at 440, just sitting and relaxing, and I thought that was like something. Ooh, wow, that's pretty good.
Well, I don't know what it means, but that's what's going on anyway.
Well, Jesus vibrated at 660. When he was here on the planet. So if you're vibrating at 1,000, so you must at times, let me ask you this, Barry, and I hope I don't embarrass you when I ask you this. Are you able to now?
I'm sorry, it's 11,000 hertz. But
11,000.
Yeah. It's a very high frequency, but that has nothing to do with a person's spirituality. The higher frequencies aren't necessarily better. In terms of meditating, the low frequencies, theta and delta, which are lower than conscious awareness frequencies, those seem to be more associated with the deepest meditation. So we can't make any one-to-one correlation with any of these frequencies.
Okay.
We always say, well, we want to get into a higher frequency vibration. Well, in some ways that's sensible, but it isn't scientific.
Ah, got it. Okay. Now, you've actually known people that have started taking the Amis and actually levitated soon after they took the product. Is that correct?
Well, Sharon, who is hosting the workshop, it's not in Sedona, it's in I think it's Cottonwood
Cottonwood is nestled right up against basically Sedona. It's no more than a 5, maybe a 10-minute drive between the two.
Mm-hmm.
So it's real close.
It's in Cornville, or near
Cornville. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So
okay.
It's pretty close. And Sharon is hosting my visit there, and she's been taking Ormus for several years, 5 years or so, and she had an experience when she first took it of feeling as though she'd lifted off the ground. Now, nobody photographed it or anything like that, so we don't know for sure. Maybe it just felt that way, but she seems to be a pretty reliable person, so we'll just grant her that that's what happened.
Well, that makes perfect sense to me. I mean, because, you know, product is able to transport itself out of its own container, then, I mean, levitating from the product is not far-fetched to me at all.
I've demonstrated levitation with it. I've actually gotten it to levitate on my kitchen table, and I'll have a video of that in my presentation. And one woman who's actually taken a blood sample of from her blood after drinking water from a magnetic trap, and the magnetic trap traps it out of the water by levitating it out of the water. She's been drinking this magnetic trap water for years, and recently she took a blood sample and put it under a microscope slide under a cover slip, and the blood got out from under the cover slip and levitated up and covered the lens of the microscope. And I have a video of that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I wish you'd have told me. I could have put it up on the homepage. Do you have like a movie trailer type demo where you can if a radio station wanted to put it up?
No, it's in my presentation, but it's not on the web yet.
Okay. Ooh, that'd be nice. Maybe food for thought, huh, Barry?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, this stuff is also related to energy. Ormus seems to generate its own energy. There's a lot of people have experienced when they open up a bottle of it, a fresh bottle of it, they get a big shock. And there's one Ormus producer in Colorado. Her name's Danae Harding. And she charges water, just ordinary water, and charges it so that it has lots of Ormus in it, and it stores energy. And I've got a video of 29 people in a circle holding hands, and one person on the one end is holding the bottle, and the other person puts their finger in the water, and everybody in the whole circle gets shocked.
Oh, my gosh.
And then they do it again, and they get shocked again, And then they do it again, and they get shocked again. They get shocked three times in a row from one bottle of water.
Oh, my God. You know, it's really interesting. Our mutual friend actually introduced me to the Amish a whole year ago.
Uh-huh.
And I will tell you, I just about begged him, please send me some more of that stuff. I'm not quite sure what it is, but I sure do like it. And it was so interesting because he actually said to me what you had shared with our listeners earlier about, you know, if you don't have positive thoughts, you know, you can immediately draw things to you. And he went through that whole spiel with me.
Uh-huh.
And, but I was a little bit of a chicken. I did go out after I had taken it, you know, out among people and stuff like that, and I had absolutely no incidents, and I'm very grateful. And I think he put the fear so much into me that I was like, oh, make sure you keep your thoughts clean. Make sure you can keep your thoughts clean. But I want to also share with the listeners tonight about dis-ease of the physical body. This is how it was first introduced to me, and I was very intrigued with that. Now, you've actually documented people that have had physical ailments that have taken the Amish, and they're 100% okay now. Is that correct?
We've had quite a few people talk about that. Now, here's a caveat. The Amish does not steal your free will. If you have really good reasons to be sick, it won't prevent you from being sick. It'll just allow you to be sick a little bit better. In other words, it just gives you more of whatever you're focused on.
Right.
And so,
are you there? Okay.
Am I here?
Yes, I can hear you. I heard like we had gotten disconnected, but you're with me.
Good.
Are you there, Barry?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I thought I'd lost you.
Nope, still here.
Good. Please continue on. I'm real excited. I really would like for our listeners to really understand about the physical, because I know that, you know, it works. It helps with individuals that have various types of cancers, that are people that are diabetic. I mean, the list just goes on and on.
There are stories that various people have related on my website, and also on some other websites that you can get to by joining one of the Amish forums. We've got about 100 different Amish forums. Most of them are local forums. There's one for Phoenix and the 100-mile circle around it, and there's one for Sydney, Australia, and Los Angeles, and Seattle, and Spokane, Washington, and just different forums all around the country. And all around the world for different countries and so on. And people can get on there and discuss things about or get together and learn how to make the Amish. Now, I don't sell any Amish products. I just teach people how to make them. And I don't make any claims about what they do. I just let people explain what experiences they've had with them.
Yeah, we have a caller. We do have a caller.
Yeah.
Should I put them on?
Yes, please. Thank you, Don.
You got it. Here they come.
Welcome to the show. Who am I speaking with, please?
This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Can you
tell us
where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona.
Wow. So I wanted to personally welcome you to the show. What do you think about Barry Carter and the Amish?
Oh, I'm really loving it. Absolutely wonderful.
Excellent. Thank you. Did you have a very specific question that you wanted to ask, Barry?
Yes, I do. I was wondering about the potency of the product. Does it lose potency?
It does not seem to. There are ways that you can damage the product, and there are ways that you can drive the ormus away. Exposing it to sunlight seems to damage it a bit. Exposing it to magnetic fields. If you use a cell phone, for example, it might drive the ormus out of your brain. We don't know. But it does seem to drive it away. Exposure to pulse magnetic fields, like from a cell phone or a microwave oven or something. And at the same time, you want to keep it in the dark. And often it's good to refrigerate it. Different products require different care when you're using them. If it's a dry powder, you don't have to be so concerned about refrigerating it, because nothing's going to grow in there probably anyway, unless you get it wet. With the wet products, you may want to refrigerate them.
I have some of the product, and I haven't taken it. I've had it for a year. So I took a few pills of it, but I haven't taken it for, and I still have it, and I guess I'm going to use it now.
Well, let me ask you.
Apologize for the interjection. Now, Kathy, is the product that you have with you, is that the powder form or is it a liquid form?
It's a powdered form in pills.
Is it ethereal?
I put it in a very dry, dark place, so it's it's protected. So
you should be good.
Okay.
I like the storing in metal cans, steel cans, because that protects it. That gives it some shielding from magnetic fields and stuff. And often people will ship the product in aluminum foil, wrap aluminum foil around it, and that seems to protect it from spin fields and some other subtle energy forces.
Oh, okay.
Well, let me ask you this, Barry, while we've got Kathy on the phone now. If you are indeed a person that, has to use a cell phone quite frequently, is there something that, let's say, Kathy or any of our listeners can do to kind of counteract that from chasing away the speak?
Well, one thing you can do is you can use a headset, not a Bluetooth, but a wired headset.
Okay.
If you do that, the headset will turn into an antenna, just putting the signal right on your ear. So what you want to do is get a choke. There's a little thing that you put on the end of the headset, and you can Google the information. Just go on Google and Google headset and choke and cell phone.
Okay, I'll do that, Barry. And I also wanted to know about your website. If you could repeat the website exactly on the air so that I can go to it. I haven't been able to go to it. So.
Well, you can also find it by Googling Ormus, O-R-M-U-S. My website's
okay.
The first one that will show up.
Okay.
And if you go on Google Video and Google the word Ormus, you'll find my introductory lecture is on there. It's on the second page of results that you'll get. It's the top of the second page with Google Video. So just go to Google Video and Google Ormus. But my website is www.subtleenergies.com. subtleenergies.com.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Barry. I've learned so much, and I'm going to start using what I have now.
Well, and let me take this a moment and an opportunity to also remind you that Barry is coming down to Arizona in Cornville. He will be having a workshop. Well, first of all, the 23rd of February will be more or less a lecture. Is that correct, Barry?
Yes, it'll be a free introductory lecture.
Okay, and then on the 24th and the 25th, he will actually have a workshop. And from my understanding, Barry will actually be teaching individuals how to make the Amis. Is that correct, Barry?
I will demonstrate two or three different methods to make it, yes.
Ooh, sweet. Now, would you like to share what these workshops will cost?
The workshop, both workshops, it's one workshop on 2 days. It's different material on each day. And so for the entire workshop, it's $100.
Wow. I wish we could go to more workshops for that price, Barry. That's incredible.
Well, thank you.
Did you get that information, Kathy?
Yes, I did, and thank you so much, Barry, and thank you, Leilani, very much. It's wonderful to talk to you both.
Thank you.
And,
thank you for calling in.
Often. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. There you go, Barry. Isn't that interesting? And Kathy had the product, what, she said, for about a year? Uh-oh, we got a, there we go. Well, now we got someone that's actually has the product and actually is going to start using it.
Sorry,
I know for myself.
I apologize for that. I keep forgetting that this is a little different. It's a little newer, and so I have to do things a little differently, like actually physically get rid of the call.
Hey, Don, did you have a question for Barry? Why, since I got you.
Oh, you know, I'm running, trying to get to the next show on the other schedule, so I can't.
Oh, that's right. Bye. Don't mind us, Barry.
I don't mind.
I usually don't even hear from Don. We've got... You know, it's so wonderful, Barry. We've got a new digital system. So now we have two different schedules, the BBS late night and the daytime schedule, which runs parallel with the late night. And so I'm excited because this broadcast is real time. It's not a delayed. When the listeners are actually listening to us, they're hearing a very crystal clear broadcast, and that's really nice. I'm glad to have been able to work with the system. We've had a little bit of challenges with our phones, but we're working on fixing those little oops areas, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And besides, we're all going through a retrograde. What the heck? Anyway, I really want to get back to about the effects of, because you've had many stories come your way of people that have actually taken the Amis and had some physical issues. Can you share a little bit more of those with us?
Well, you know, it's really hard to say exactly what it's going to do for anybody. It seems to go in and take care of whatever's the problem or help you to take care of it. And it makes it easier for you. You know, it's just like a bunch of nutrients. It's, and these are nutrients that everybody has been deficient in for all of their life.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden we get them, and so when we take them, sometimes when I first took B vitamins in the 70s, or no, 1969. I got a rush from it. I actually got high from taking B vitamins because I'd never taken them before, and I was really deficient in them. And my body just, oh, this is so wonderful. And I got high. It was one of the best highs I ever had. And
I agree, because that's happened to me.
Pardon?
That has actually happened to me when I started taking vitamins.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I just shot straight up, you know, with energy, and my mind just, like, kicked in, was crystal clear, and so forth. But yet, at the same time, I had a hard time kind of tapering down the vitamins that I had, my body had taken in.
Uh-huh. Well, there you go. And so we really can't say exactly what it's going to do for any given person, but it seems to help everybody in some way or another. And there's no guarantee about, I'd say about a third of the people, they get a real rush from it. About a third of the people, they think maybe they notice something, and about a third of the people don't notice much of anything for, you know, months, sometimes years. I didn't notice much of anything for two or three years. And then I noticed that I didn't get sick anymore, and I noticed that my back didn't hurt anymore. I had a back injury in the 70s, and I noticed that I didn't get migraine headaches anymore. So, you know, things seem to get better, and they get better over time.
Mm-hmm. And it's since it's so good for us, we're able to share it with our animals. I know my cats are, you know, they're my family. And, of course, their welfare means the world to me. And it's nice to know that I'm able to share the product with them as well. I know that the indoor plants just love it. They flourish when you give them the omnis. Now, what about the outdoor plants?
It really, really makes everything grow better. It makes everything grow better all the time. And in fact, I've been putting it on my plants outside, as has a fellow in Bend, Oregon. And both of us have noticed that the plants don't die, some of the plants don't die when they're frozen. In fact, he had a bunch of plants in a unheated greenhouse, and it was, there's a picture, I just put it into my slideshow, of a thermometer and the plant, and it was like 7 degrees above zero, and that's way below freezing. And he brought that plant in. It was still green. It, you know, looks like it wasn't growing, but it was still green. Brought it in, and it started growing as soon as the dirt that it was in thawed out. It took a day or so. And some of these things have flowered and had broccoli with, you know, the food on it, you know. And the woman, speaking of pets, the woman who had the giant oranges,
yes,
the size of cantaloupes,
yes,
she's always believed that she has one of those yappy little dogs, and she has always believed that this dog should be vegetarian. And so she's always tried to get him to eat vegetables and stuff, and the dog really isn't into that, you know, and so, but she'd eat him orange slices and everything, you know, and the dog would always turn his nose up, but she fed him a slice of one of these oranges.
We have another car?
He just zoomed in on
it. Oh, great.
Would you
hold your thoughts for just a moment, Barry, if you would. We apologize for the interjection.
Yeah, sorry.
Go ahead,
I should put the headphones on before I interject, shouldn't I?
It's okay.
Here comes the new caller. We're putting him on right now.
Thank you. Welcome to the show. Who am I speaking with, please?
Maylani, it's Pat in New Jersey.
Hey. Hey, Pat.
Hi.
Would you like to welcome, can you tell all the listeners where you're calling from?
I am calling from New Jersey, and I am the one that had the accident. I was coming to a stop, and somebody had hit me, and I went out, and I came out of my body more, you know, and I seen myself, and my father was speaking to me, which had passed away in 94. And
you know what, Pat? We're going to be sharing that real soon, so we don't want to expose that at the moment.
Okay.
But let me ask you this. Have you been listening to the show on the Amos?
I couldn't get it on.
Well, you need to really hear this information that Barry Carter that's on the line. Barry, would you like to say hello to Pat?
Hello, Pat.
Hello.
You know, people have had head injuries and have taken the Amos, and it seems to regenerate nerves and so on. In fact, the cat that grew the new tail, you know, a tail has nerves and bones and ligaments and all kinds of things that they say don't grow, but this cat grew a whole new tail.
Okay.
So if a cat can grow a new tail, anybody can grow a new anything.
Right.
So, Pat, the reason why I want to share this information with you, because I want to make sure that you are able to go on this website and really connect with this information, because you've recently been in an automobile accident. Now, later on down the road, you'd be a great candidate for the Amos product. Does that make sense for you?
It does, and I'm not really sure about all about it. I guess I gotta get on. There's a website, right? I'm sure there's a website about it, right?
Yes.
Google the word Amos.
Google the word Amos.
The word Amos. Amus. And my website is subtleenergies.com.
What is it?
Subtleenergies.com. SUB.
Okay.
TLEENERGIES.com.
And I will also, if you'd like, Pat, I can also email that information over to you. So that way you'll have that information, because you especially will definitely want to get this information. You know me, I'm always bringing some really powerful stuff to the show.
You're a sweetheart. That's what
we've
been saying so long.
But you're going to be on the show in about 10-15 minutes here, okay?
Excuse me?
You're going to be on the show in about 15 minutes, okay?
Okay.
So is there anything else you wanted to share with us real quick, Barry, on this information?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Who's going to share?
Well, Barry, is there any last information you'd like to share with Pat?
Well, just that typically it's said that nerves don't regenerate. And quite often there'll be nerve damage when you get jolted in an automobile accident.
Oh, wow.
So this stuff seems to help with that.
It does.
It seems to boost the carrier
while you're on the phone.
The nerve.
Is when I came to, everything was black and white. Now, was that with my nerves? It was like being in a black light.
It may be nerve damage in the optic nerve or something like that. I don't know.
You don't know. I was told I was in shock when I came back.
Yeah. And you hang tight with us, Pat, and you'll be hearing from me in about 10-15 minutes, okay?
I wasn't sure if I was supposed to call in and you were supposed to call me or...
No, we'll call you, honey.
He did.
Yeah, we'll call you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
Do you want me to hang up or do you want me to hang on?
You can go ahead and hang up and we'll call you back in about 15 minutes, okay?
Okay. Okay. Bye.
Thank you. What's really interesting, Barry, is Pat just recently was in an automobile accident. Mm-hmm. And she actually had a near-death experience. Mm-hmm. And anyway, she's been going to see the doctors and stuff like that. They've got her on painkillers, and not to give away too much of that information at this time, but this is going to be very helpful for her. So this is actually great timing for her to have called into the show. And I'm able to share this information with her, and I'll make sure I send her a lot more information on this. And matter of fact, when I was talking to her the other day, I was telling her about you being on the show and this product.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not one product. It's a multitude of products, and each of these products has a different mix of all of the Ormus elements. And so far, we've found about 20 or 22 different elements that have an Ormus form, and I think there's going to be a lot more. And the Ormus is in the air, it's in the water, it's in the soil, it's in the plants. And when you concentrate it from the air or from the water or from plants, and concentrate it in feeding the plants, that's when you get the amazing results with the giant fruit. And all of this stuff tastes so much better. In fact, it's better in every single way.
I knew that, even though I was sharing that earlier with the listeners, that, you know, I had not firsthand tasted the fruit or any vegetables that had been fed by Ormus, but I intuitively knew. I could just really feel, you know, like for an orange, for instance, sweet, just real sweet, and the texture so almost like silk feel to me.
The little dog loved the Ormus orange and didn't like an ordinary orange. That gives you a good idea that it tastes a lot better.
Well, so if you're feeding your plants this and you're digesting food from being fed by Ormus, then, my gosh, I'm surprised you're still with us, Barry.
I get a rush every time I eat a salad from my garden.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's it. I'm packing up. I'm moving to Oregon now.
Well, you've got a growing season that's a lot better than I do right down in Arizona, so.
Well, I don't know, but let me ask you this question. Now, if that does that for our foods, because we're starting to see more and more people converting over to organic food, good for them. It's about time.
Uh-huh.
Do you envision seeing the Ormus being fed in our everyday organic farms? And
yes, I do. And in fact, they fed it to 220,000 chickens in Holland from when they hatched on in last half of last year. And they were supplemented with a minute dose of Ormus. 0.02 milligrams per kilogram of body weight, very small amounts. And the mortality during the first 2 weeks of life was reduced 90% in some of them. The average improvement in mortality figures for the entire 6 week growing cycle was 5 to 15% lower. Reduction of feed or infections was 85% reduction.
So then let me ask you this then. Let's say I wanted to buy large amounts of land, acres and acres of land, and start growing different types of food products. and using the Amos to feed to my crops here, am I looking at a substantial cost to be able to mass produce the Amos?
No, not really. Typically, it's put on at the rate. This is seawater Amos. This is from the Pacific Ocean. And
okay.
It's typically put on at the rate of 3 gallons per acre. And you only have to put it on once a year or once per harvest. So it's a very, and it's something like $20 a gallon or something like that, or maybe $10 a gallon if you put it on in bulk. And so it's very competitive with the cost of fertilizer and so on like that. Plus, you use half the fertilizer. So it helps the fungi in the soil to dissolve the minerals in the soil and pass them into the plant. So you don't have to have as many minerals to put on the plant to make it grow because it's getting those minerals from the soil.
So, wow, can you imagine the magnitude if more people stepped up and, you know, that were growing our food crops and feeding them with the Amos all over the world?
A lot of people are concerned about global warming now. And if one of the problems with global warming is that there's so much carbon. We put so much carbon into the air. If there was some way to get the carbon out of the air, that would be a wonderful, wonderful thing. Well, Amos plants probably take 10 times as much carbon out of the air as plants without Amos.
Ah!
So if we can take all of that carbon out of the air, that's going to reduce the carbon's contribution to global warming.
And we all collectively, if we all started, you know, feeding our outside, outdoor plants, the Amos, and even, you know, using them on a personal level, and if we could get half of the globe doing that, it'd be absolutely huge magnitudes of changes that would take place on this planet.
Absolutely. That's why I say this is the biggest scientific discovery in human history.
So why is it that we haven't heard more about it? Because I was intrigued when you told me that there was an actual Amos lotion that you could use for your physical body. I mean,
uh-huh.
Where has the product been? Why haven't we heard more about it?
Because there's not a lot of people spreading the word about it, and because this is one of those things that the existing structures out there may not like. Will the chemical companies want something that will replace their chemicals in agriculture? I doubt it.
Yeah, that was a dumb question on my part, now, wasn't it?
So we try to get the word out, but kind of low-key.
Well, anytime you want to use, and we thank you so much for your patience on the show and dealing with some of the technical stuff that we've had and so forth, but all in all, I really enjoyed this show, and I would like to be helped to become a voice on getting that word out there. So, Barry, anytime you or any of your representatives would like to share the product, don't hesitate to call me and say, hey, we'd like to come back on the show.
I wouldn't mind being on the show once a month or however often you want me here.
Yay! I'm glad to hear you say that. That's great. And I will do that because I really get it, you know, and I'm very grateful to our mutual friend that he had, you and I both know the amount of insight this man has, and for him to have sent it to me, and it's interesting because he sent me about all the list of all the different physical diseases of the physical, I started researching that, and then he sent me a little bit more, and then I found myself getting more, you know, involved with it, and I said, hey, wait a minute. I need to talk to this man. So I'm so grateful that you said, yes, I will talk to Leilani. And I was nervous because I really get it, and I always like to do my very best in presenting not only my guests, but what they represent. I mean, how do you do that with such incredible information?
Well, that probably is the biggest problem with getting the word out on this, is that it's so big. There's so many things, so many ramifications, so many things that it changes our spirit, it changes our atmosphere, it changes our consciousness, it changes our health, it changes our energy,
our
it changes
food.
Our everything.
Everything. Absolutely everything. I mean, I was amazed when I saw that you could use the Amos. Two really got me. One is when I saw the kitten's tail had been severed through an accident, and the Amos product was put on there, and the tail grew back. Then I saw...
It wasn't put on the tail. It was hand cream. The cat started licking hand cream off of this woman's hand.
Oh, my
the
God.
The hand cream had Amos in it. And
okay, I'm done.
The cat just ate it.
Cream.
I have a long, boring video in my slideshow of this cat eating this hand cream. Probably eats two or three tablespoons of the hand cream while I'm videotaping it.
And I do stand corrected on that because I do believe that I saw the pictures of the kitten licking the homeowner's hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you did a really great job, documenting all these different events and how they unfolded. And you see very quickly. I mean, I'm sure if we could find people on this planet that could sit there and poo-poo on it or try to come up with some wild, crazy notions why they think something happens. But, I mean, it's so clear and right in front of you. I mean, come on, let's get with the program here. And I am honored to bring this information to my listeners. I mean, this is, and I can't wait for the feedback that I'm going to get as well.
Oh, I'm going to be bringing my giant nuts down to Arizona here soon, and so people can actually hold them in their hands.
Wow. Did you hear that, Kathy? Because I know you're still listening. I know you heard that, so I know I hope to get to see you at the workshop. Wow, it's been a real pleasure. Before we close this show, can you believe it? 2 hours have already gone by.
I thought we were going for 3 hours.
We are, but I have another guest.
Oh, okay, I got you. I'm just tuning in. I don't know what's going on, folks. Don't mind me.
Don, hey, Don.
Yes.
Don.
Yes.
You just can't help yourself tonight. I had to tease you.
Okay. Well, just let me know when you need the next caller on, and we'll run a break.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know something, Barry?
Yes.
One afternoon I was broadcasting the show, and I had some listeners call in. And the woman says that she had a special song for me.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a voice of an angel, and she sang that voice right over the radio show, and I just loved it.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I find that when you really become authentic and your desire is to connect with your listener's heart, actually, they're not really listeners to me. They're more of my family. I know each of them. I know their families, you know, from their husbands to their children. I keep in touch with my extended family. They have followed me wherever my show is, and that's really something, isn't it?
Oh, it really is, and I do the same thing with all of the people that are interested in Ormus. I talk to them and email them and so on, and regularly communicate with many of them.
Well, we've got about 2 minutes here, and first and foremost, I truly want to thank you for sharing with all of us tonight. I look forward to having future shows with you. And I remind all our listeners tonight that on my show page, I've got lots of information about Barry Carter and the product Ormus. Please put on your calendars of the different workshops that Barry will be having. If you should have any questions, you're more than welcome to email me as well, and I'll do my very best to get you that information or get you connected to Barry's website. Before I say goodnight to you, Barry, is there any last words that you would like to share with the listeners tonight?
Well, I'm going to be traveling for the next 2 days, so I won't be able to respond to email. But if you send me your email address, and my email is sumro, S-U-M-R-O, at zz.com, at zz.com, and sumro is Ormus spelled backwards, and ask me, I can put you on an Ormus forum for your local area, probably, and also on a forum for the whole world.
Wow. You heard it, folks. There it is. So I'll make sure that it's available to you as well on my show page. And I truly thank each of you for tuning in and giving Barry Carter a warm welcome to the Universal Spiritual Connection. And I know you will be just as excited and thrilled to have Barry share with us once again. In the meantime, I'm going to ask that each of you please stay tuned. We've got Pat, one of our very own listeners, that just had a near-death experience. And bless her heart, because she is from New Jersey, and she has waited this long to stay up to share her own personal experience with each and every one of you. And let's all honor Pat tonight for her love and dedication, not only to herself, but to all of you. So until then, stay tuned, because we all will be right back. It is time to celebrate life, for you are the power and the intelligence of you, your world, and activities. I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection Show. Our toll-free number for BBS Late Night is 877-270-8714 or 530-413-4515. And I want to say mahalo to all the BBS listeners for listening to BBSRadio.com. Now, I have one more really incredible show to share with each and every one of you. And I have called this show One of Our Own. And this young lady has been a loyal listener of this show for almost 2 years. And it's a real honor and pleasure that I'm actually able to interview her tonight and to share her story with all of you. I felt that it would be an incredibly powerful show because she is truly one of us that has experienced, you've heard it here, a near-death experience. So without any further delay, please, let's all give Pat from New Jersey a warm welcome to the show. Are you with me, Pat?
Yes, I'm here, Melanie, and thank you for that introduction. And hello, everybody. I want to thank you for listening. And
Well, I have to share with all our listeners tonight, you know, Pat is in New Jersey, and it's pretty darn late on her end of the world, and I know it is for some of the others that are tuned in to the show tonight, but I just felt that this was one of the most powerful shows that I feel that I have done since I've been behind the mic, and I'm excited and thrilled to be able to have Pat with us tonight to share her experience. And first of all, Pat, I would like to say to you, I'm sorry that you had to experience the experience, but yay, because I'm excited about all the wonderful changes that you're about to experience. So before we get into your near-death experience, would you please share with our listeners tonight a little bit about Pat, if you would? Who is Pat?
Okay, I'm a mother of four sons. I'm a grandmother of three grandchildren. I've been married for like 36 years, and my mother died when I was 17, and my father died in 1994, and I lost a sister in 75, and I lost a brother in 93. So believe me, it was really a nice thing to know that it's nice to know that when you leave this world, you're going to see your family again and hear from them again. It really
yes,
is.
And let me ask you this, Pat. When did you actually start your spiritual journey?
I guess it was when I met you, Maylani. You really led me into it. 2 years ago. I think listening to your shows really brought me into being more spiritual, I think. And then the accident, well, when I was younger, I did experience seeing myself. You know, when I was like 12, I don't remember too much about it. I do remember when I was about 12, I was in my father's shed, and there was a lot of chemicals, and I started screaming. I started hearing sirens in my head, and I started running to the house. But I had my eyes shut, so I couldn't run, but I saw myself running. And when I got to the door, my sister was dating a state trooper from New Jersey, and he picked me up. And my mother said to call the ambulance, the hospital, and he said, "Don't bother." He said, "She's dead." And
interesting because I can actually remember the first time that you connected with me when I was broadcasting the show. Now it's so interesting because I was thinking about this the other day. I was going, "Oh my gosh." If you had told me I would have been interviewing Pat from New Jersey on this show, I would have said, no way.
Yeah, I know. It's funny, isn't it? It is.
Well, you sure put me in my place, young lady. I mean, you humbled me big time. It just goes to show you.
I have had dreams since I had the accident about different things that are going on, and you know, like I'll wake up and I'll tell my husband, I'll say, well, if it's true, I don't want to even know about it. But I love animals, and I see my dog with two people in my dreams, two big tall. I never seen these people before, but I look down at the ground and I see my dog standing between these two people. And she passed on about 8 years ago. We had her put to sleep. She was a beautiful little girl. Yeah,
so you would basically have been searching to kind of connect the dots, you know, about,
yeah,
you know, spirituality and how does that, you know, look like for you as an individual.
Right.
So that leads me into, let's go ahead and move into a little, if you would, share about your automobile accident that you have had,
okay,
if you would.
Okay. I was going to my son's job to bring him lunch, and I was on my way home, and I was getting off a ramp off of a highway in New Jersey and getting onto another highway. Well, the ramp that I was getting off of, it was pretty hard to see, you know, because there was a lot of, like, trees. So I always stop at the line, And I creep out a little bit in order to see. And I saw this big Mack truck coming. So I stopped there, and with no nothing, the guy behind me evidently hit me and knocked me out into a two-lane highway. But I stayed in the one lane, the closest lane to where I was hit.
But you know you had to have had divine intervention on that one.
Yes, because there was a barrier on the other side that I could have went into, but I didn't. I stayed there, and I just went out. And I felt, I kept saying in my head, am I dead, am I dead, am I dead? And I just, I seen myself a lot different, thinner. And like I was in my 30s, and I heard my father talking to me, and I kept saying to him, am I dead? Dad, am I dead? And he said, no, you're not. You have so much to do. And I had so much energy when I was there. I said, oh, my God, I do have a lot to do. I have so much to do. I still...
So hold your thought for just a minute, and let's go back to when you first saw yourself. So what you... Because now I really want the listeners to get this, because... you actually saw your true spirit, your soul. Is that correct?
That's right. I saw my soul. I saw...
Let's digest that for just a moment. I mean, I'm sure you've probably, you know, when you've been alone, you've kind of thought about, wow, I saw my own soul. I saw what I truly look like. And you, of course, you saw yourself, what, much younger, a lot slimmer, is that correct?
Yes.
Did you see a lot of light around your what we would say is our physical?
I seen a lot of, I was in a dreary area. Because I believe that what happened, I didn't see the light because I wasn't made to go to the light yet. That's why I didn't see it. Because my father...
Okay.
He wanted to get me back in my body as soon as possible. Get back, get back. He kept saying, no, you're not dead. Get back. And I could actually feel going back from the top of my head being pushed into my body.
So let me ask you this, because... from my conversation with you, your father has made the transition in 1994.
Right.
And so, that's 94, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Wow, he's been gone for quite some time.
Yes.
So you actually got to see your dad speak and heard your father actually speaking to you.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That is so cool. Now, see, you make me...
my father. He was my mother's father, both. Yeah,
that makes me feel much better, because you've heard me say before, I'm sure, on the, you know, previous shows, that, you know, I've actually spoken with my dad that's on the other side. You know, I see angels, I see the ascended masters, and I even see a lot of the celestial beings. And I've seen people's faces when I say, you know what? It's amazing, because I can sit on my sofa and have an actual conversation with my dad that's on the other side. So you can now relate to that, can't you?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can, because I know he's there. And I've been told a lot that he's around me, and there's a lot of his spirit around me. So it was strange right before that I was told that. And then when I heard him talking to me, oh, I was like, wow, he is with me. He is with me. I can sit by my computer, and I feel somebody massaging my back. So I believe it's my father massaging me. Anybody else sits there, and there's nothing else going on, but I have that massage, like somebody's rubbing my back.
Girl, you best get ready for some serious changes in your world. You're going to be telling me things. Can you imagine that?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
I can relate to a lot of things that you're saying, because... know, my mother was a pretty, my mother was born with a black mass, so, you know, it's probably going to be, it's probably handed down, you know, because my grandmother was, and I don't have as much as you have, but I believe there's something. I believe we all have it. We all have that power, that, but we have to learn to use it.
What was that like for
knowing you? Knowing you is what's helping me.
Bless your heart.
I hope all your listeners hear that, because you help everybody out there. Because, I mean, you, Mother God and Father God's in your life, and you know, and you know it's a gift from God.
Well, I tell you, Pat, I do my very best, and you know, I always have to remind myself that I'm a spiritual being having a human experience, and that's been a tremendous challenge for me, because I have a tendency sometimes to forget, because I have that I've had a head cold for a week now almost, but
yeah,
anyway, of remembering how unlimited each and every one of us truly are. I have to remember that until our world changes even further, that there are some things that are still limiting around in our 3D world. I mean, let's all face it. Even though we're spiritual, we're on our spiritual path, and we do our studies and go to workshops and all that stuff, we at times do indeed have to deal with the 3D world. And one of the things that I'm fascinated over is, now, when you heard your dad speaking to you, were you aware that there were other family members around you?
He was the only one speaking to me. He was the only one. I was alone. I actually seen my car sitting where it was going to be. It wasn't there yet. Because when I came back into my body, everything was like being in a black and white movie, and I was still coasting. I was still moving, and I was still in that same lane. So somebody had to be driving that car in order to keep me in that lane. Because, you know,
wow.
Yes. And then I was like, what do I do? What do I do? I didn't know what to do, and I just put my foot down. I was like, it was my car. It wasn't running. But I was coasting. He pushed me that hard, and I ended up underneath the bridge. But I.
So not only did you have a near-death experience, you actually got to observe watching your car still moving. You had spiritual intervention, because, and that's so obvious, because there's so many other equations that could actually have taken place. You being out of the physical body and not aware, you know, inside the physical to help try and control the vehicle. So you know that there was a powerful intervention. That just goes to show you how well loved you are and how important your presence here on this planet is for the rest of us.
It's wonderful. It's just a nice thing to know that, you know, you have to be here. I have to be here for a reason. There's a reason for it. He told me to get back my body. It was like my father wanted me back my body before they took me. He pushed me back to his side.
Wow.
Keep me over there.
So that also goes to show us that, you know, if it's not our time, guess what? We're staying.
Yeah, that's right. But I believe, I thought, I didn't know the truck behind me hit me. I thought the Mack truck came up and hit me. And that's why I believed I was dead. And I kept saying, am I dead? Am I dead? And my father said, no, get back in your body. You're not dead. You have too much to do. And I was standing there, and like I said, I seen myself, and I said, I have a lot to do, and I had so much energy. I did have a lot of energy when I was out of my body. More than I have now. It was like, being 17 again, And I was like, oh, my God, I have so much to do. And I was, like, thinking of the past and the future and all that stuff that I had to make up for. So that's what I have to
do. Wow. You know what? Isn't it too bad that you couldn't bring that part of yourself? Well, we have it now, so don't get me wrong. I don't want to mislead anybody because we actually have that. It's just us learning to really connect with that soul part of ourselves in the physical while we're present here on the planet.
Right. You're right. We're there. That's our soul inside of our body. Everybody says we have a soul. Well, I seen my soul, and that was my soul. I actually seen my soul when my father was I seen somebody that looked like me sitting at the end of my bed and told me everything was going to be all right when my father died.
So, oh, boy. So let me ask you this then. What do you think the bigger message is for you? Do you believe that this is going to be a new opening for a different pathway for you?
I do. I believe that there's going to be more spiritual things that are going to be coming out. And I believe I'm going to be able to help people from God.
I believe that too. You're already doing it. You're on the show. You're actually doing it.
I helped a lot of people because there is another world, and at least we know that we have another place that we're going to be, and we're going to be with our loved ones.
I can actually feel a change in you. Have you had other people, any family members that are around you, have they made any comments, the change that they see in you or feel being around you?
I, not really. My husband, I guess, does. He sees a lot of difference in me, and I'm a little bit more, I let go of a little bit more stuff that goes on around me, and for a week straight, I was afraid to drive. I will tell you that. I couldn't leave my bedroom because of that accident, and from all those memories, I just sat in a chair in my room and thought about it, and I was in so much pain because the accident hurt so bad. But after that, I overcame it. You know, and it was a blessing for me. To me, it's a blessing to know that I'm going to be with my father.
Well, and that, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because that's another great example of the physical body does indeed receive the trauma, and the physical body, once it goes through a trauma experience, it's actually like a recording, if you will, like if you were recording a CD or a DVD or whatever, you know, your cells record that trauma in the physical. So, yeah, because, you know, there's a lot of times when I have clients that come in, and I'll find myself releasing past physical traumas from their bodies, and they'll go, oh, my God, I didn't realize that my body was holding it. And another important key as well is it also goes to show you how, you know, months and years can go by and be directly affected by those traumas that's been recorded in the body, and not realize that we're actually mimicking that trauma at some level in our personal world. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. You're right. Well, it took me a good week, but I won't get in another vehicle like that. I was in a Mustang convertible when I was hit, and so I went, and I did see it. The guy, it looked like an accordion on the bottom when he smashed it in. And I was lucky.
What are you afraid of?
you should
get behind that wheel again and just be good.
I went out and got
your dad said, I don't think so. You get back in your body. I mean, my goodness.
Right?
Right?
It was nice. It was really great. But you know what? I don't think I want to go into something. I don't want to have somebody hit me again like that. So the pain was bad.
Yep.
I mean, knowing that I'm supposed to be here and everything, you know, but it was just the pain was a trauma on me, like you just said, with our physical body. And I did. I was in a lot of pain for a week. I couldn't even go to a doctor to see a doctor. That's how much pain I was in. The hospital.
Wow.
Yeah. But they, I was home. Wow. It was horrible. But I thought, I kept thinking back. My memory, I lost memory, but I wasn't with my body. You know what I'm saying? The memory wasn't with my body. It was somewhere else. It was on the other side. Yeah.
Yes.
Which is a nice thing. It's a nice thing now, but, you know, when you're sitting for a week straight, sitting there with pain and thinking, my God, I wasn't there. I don't even remember being there. I just went out. And I kept saying, am I dead? Am I dead? Am I dead? And that's when my father came in and told me, no. No, you're not. Get back in your body.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he was
really
young looking too as well.
Oh yeah.
Wasn't he?
Yeah. Oh yes, yes. And he was the same voice. I mean, my father was my mother and father, you know, because like I said, my mother died when I was young, and he was our parent, both parents, and he was I loved my father. He was a little old Irishman, and he was a sweetheart.
Well, and that just goes to show us as well is that, you know, there's times when I'm called to the hospital and I'm asked to give last prayers and stuff for a loved one that's about to cross over. And I've been known to, as it gets closer to that moment, ask at the gates of heaven open up to receive either my sister or my brother, and I put in prayers for that person and, you know, stuff like that. And I just recently did that not too long ago, and I said, and it was so interesting with this one particular incident that I had, and I was doing this, the whole room was so full of different family members and angels and master teachers and angels that I don't think I've seen a lot of them, but these angels I weren't familiar with. I just knew they were beautiful angels, and they all had came to receive and guide. Actually, it was a male that I was helping to enter into the gates. And I looked at the wife and I said to her, I said, oh, because, you know, of course, it's hard when we're about to lose a loved one. And I said to her, I said, don't have any fear. I said, if only you could see through my eyes just how many were here to take your husband on his wonderful journey. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
It was just incredible.
My mother was waiting for my father. My father never remarried. My mother died in 73, and my father died in 94, and my father never remarried. So I know my mother was waiting, and my father seen her. You know, because he loved her to death. And, you know, that's probably like you just said. There's so many people waiting for you to come with them. You know?
Yeah.
And I do believe that too. I do believe that too. And with you, I hope I end up like seeing people from the past that are passed on. I hope that happens. I hope God blesses me that way.
Well, and I think you have been. I mean, because, you know, like you were saying, you see the spirit standing next to, you know, one of your dogs, or, you know,
in my
you've
dreams,
had very
coming in my dreams. A lot of things.
Well,
in my
you know, those are more real than a lot of times what we're dealing with in the physical.
Yeah, that's what I was telling.
Does that make sense?
It does. It does, and I, you know, I it does. I've seen them. I because I love this little dog, Heidi. I was away when she was put to sleep. I had a son in the Marine Corps, and I went down there to see him graduate, and my dog was put to sleep when I was in South Carolina. And she was only 8, you know, she had sugar diabetes, and I still miss her, because I'm an animal lover, like I said, and I know my dogs are all with people. You know, I had a mess of them. So, yeah.
Well, it's really interesting. I recently had a guest in my home, and I had these various cat beds, you know. I think I got one in every room, and not only the beds, but I have little pets. You know, they're really spoiled, my cats. They're my children, and so I do spoil them. Anyway, we were headed towards my kitchen, and I had this one cat bed that looks like a mouse near the entrance to my kitchen, and she said, she stops, and she says, Leilani, did you know that you have a cat sleeping in this bed? And I looked over to see if maybe it was one of my boys that's with me now, and of course, you know, most people would have saw the bed empty, and I said, oh, yes, that's Kiki. And she says, well, do you want me to send him home? And I said, absolutely not. He is at home.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's sweet. Now, I have a son that is a loves cat, too. So I have a cat and a dog. And believe it, I have a pit bull. And it's the cat rules. The dog's afraid of the cat. She can't pass my hall. The cat's there ready to get her claw out. They run, they chase each other, and the cat's actually chasing the dog. So pit bulls have a bad name. You know, it all depends on how you raise them. I really think so. Because she's with two little dogs in this house. My grandchildren, they live with me. And
yes.
The dog loves them. She kisses them all the time.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Unfortunately, there are people, and you're right, a lot of them do take a bad rap, and a lot of times it's not their fault because their owner is feeding them gunpowder.
That's right.
And when they feed them gunpowder, it messes up their brain, brain waves, and so you've got all these pit bulls out there attacking little children, and usually when people do that, usually they're probably up to no good. They got something crawling up their sleeves.
I think so too. I think they get them mainly for protection, but my son and my husband said I made the dog a wuss. So, that's okay with me. She's sleeping now, snoring away.
I want to ask you something. Since your accident, and I really do honor you and understand the courage it took for you, especially as late it is on the East Coast, that you were so willing to come on this show. I'm very honored and grateful. I would like to find out from you, have you noticed any subtle or profound changes with you as an individual since your accident?
Well, I think I'm more stronger of a person than I was before my accident. I'm able to drive. Like, I wouldn't drive. I'd let my husband drive the cars. Now I'm like, I'm driving this car, you know, and he gets in the passenger seat. But he gets in holding on in the passenger seat. But no, I'm a stronger person. I believe that. And I came on the air to let other people know that, you know, there is another life. I want everybody to know that there is another life. We live somewhere else out of our body. There is spirits that come out of our body. I was just talking to two men that were at my house. One was a skeptic, and the other one said, I'm glad to hear this, He said, I'm glad you're going to go on the radio because I like hearing something like that. I thought about that, and he says, and I was just afraid till I hear this now. So I hope there's other people
listening. Well, I will tell you this, Pat. I got flooded with emails from quite a few listeners saying, you need to call Pat right away. They didn't give me the whole story of what actually took place. They just let me know that you were in a bad automobile accident and that they felt you had a near-death experience and that you were trying to connect with me and stuff like that. And it just goes to show you how we are all so connected. You know, of course, here I am with my show and, you know, I'm the host and this is the show name and I got all these different listeners tune in, listen in, call in, send me fast chat, whatever.
I think
what really got me is how many listeners actually knew who you were.
Yeah. I didn't know there was that many that knew who I was neither. You can, if you would like, you can give them my email and they can email me if they would like to.
Absolutely. You heard it here. So if any of you are interested in communicating with Pat, because she's one of us, she's firsthand experience and experience. She was more than, she willing to share her experience with all of you. You know, a lot of you have been with me for quite some time, and you know that I enjoy at least helping one person to give themselves that permission that life is okay, that it's okay to celebrate life, that, you know, this isn't, you know, a bunch of woo-woo stuff way out in left field somewhere. I mean, this is real, tangible stuff. And if you'd like to talk with Pat, I will give you, you guys have my email address, but let me give it to you anyway. And that is imdivinelight@aol.com. You know, send me an email. I'll connect you and Pat together. And that is great, Pat.
Well, hey, if I can help somebody else out there, I will. You know, that's why I came on. That's why I'm up drinking that 7-Eleven coffee, so I can help I can help other people, so they can experience what I experienced. You know, maybe they can understand that there is another life. You know, people that are worried. You know, I'm not afraid no more. I'm not afraid. I don't want to be hit like that again, but I'm not afraid to leave this life.
Because now you know.
Now I know. Yeah.
And that is a huge statement for you to make, you know, because even as a radio host, you know, it didn't take me long to figure, I mean, matter of fact, it was the first 5 minutes I was behind a microphone.
Wow.
I realized at that moment the power of the media. I could either make a person or I could break them.
Well, I will tell you, the first time you called me, you must have made me. I was at a concert. I was at a concert, a bluegrass concert, when you called on my cell phone, and I'm running around like a crazy person telling everybody, my love is good. My husband thought I was crazy. But you, I was a blessing that day. I was sitting there listening to music. I couldn't care less about the music. It was like a movie star called me.
And I have, you know, and that's why I love radio so much, because I realized very quickly, you know, the importance of a radio host, the importance of us bringing forth this information, and that we truly, even if we could just help one person, and I know that we're helping so much more than that, that if we could just help that one person, wow, the rewards. You know, just to make my heart feel good, you know. And what I've learned, what you have taught me in just a short period of time, is even through this accident, is how well we've all connected with each other, how we are not separated from each other, how this show has become just a small catalyst to bring New Jersey together with South Dakota, and South Dakota being brought into Arizona. There's no separation with any of us.
No, there isn't. No. We're all together.
And that's huge.
Yes. Yes. And I guess everybody out there, I must have been like in a spirit or something, telling everybody, hey, I'm gone. I'm dead. I can't remember. That's why everybody was emailing you.
I'm surprised that you didn't say to your dad, wait a minute, I think I'm going to go pay Leilani a visit first. I'll be right back. Watch things for me, would you?
He was so much in a hurry to get me back in my body. I think he was afraid somebody was going to snatch me up and take me to that light, so he wanted to get me back in my body because it was like, there was things like, maybe he didn't do it. It felt like there was things that he didn't do that he wanted me to finish for him, you know, on Earth.
Well, and you know, there's a lot of truth to that, Pat, because, you know, we have a road map, a blueprint of the beginning and the conclusion. And within that blueprint, there are things that we came down here specifically to do. We have a mission. You know, first and foremost is, of course, our mission for ourselves as a human being, remembering that we're a spiritual being, having a human relationship, and reconnecting with God and remembering who we truly are. And, of course, there's probably a whole bunch of stuff you're going to be doing, I would say, in the very near future, things for God.
Really? Oh, I hope so. I hope that I can. I hope that I can help other people like you have. I hope God...
Well, you're already doing it.
Well,
you're actually doing it right now by coming on. Let me ask you this. What would you like to share with the listeners tonight? If you had one wish, what would that one wish be? So what is it that you would like the listeners to really understand?
That there is another life, that we're all going to be together someday with our families. I want them to know that. We the people that is gone before us, that we're going to see them again. We're going to hear them. We're going to be with them. Our loved ones. I want them to know that.
Also, and they're around us, aren't they? They can.
Yes, they are. I do feel them around us. My husband had brought a chair back, and I thought it was a haunted chair, of course. But I talked to you, and I talked to quite a few other WIMP people, and they told me I have spirits around me, and they're my family, and. One don't understand the computer, and I'm always on the computer. They don't understand why I'm on the computer, so they stand behind me. And that's why I'm being, like, my shoulders are being touched. They're all around me. I do believe that. There are people around me that I don't know. You know, like, I have pictures of them in my house, but I don't know who they are. I never met them. They're family members.
Yes. Yeah. And you've truly given me that gift to realize... how I've connected so many people around the world. Even though we haven't necessarily met each other in the physical, how we've really become family.
Well,
because
it's you. It's the way you treat people. You treat people like we're people, not like we're just somebody that you could step on. You know, you make us feel like we're... human beings. We're not, you're not just talking to the wind. You're talking to us. And we feel that way. That's a good thing. When I listen to you, I listen to everything you're telling me because And after I get done listening to you, I really feel good. I feel good, and I feel good about myself, and I know I have a friend.
Yes, because there's no separation between us.
Right.
And, you know, it's really interesting because I am very uncomfortable actually using the word listeners.
Uh-huh.
I would prefer to use family. You guys are all my extended family. And it's so interesting because I can feel each one of you all the time.
Right.
And, are you there with me?
Yes, I am.
It sounded like we had another person. Breaking up?
Yeah, you're breaking up. Not my house. I don't have another line. I have the same room.
I had a caller, and then all of a sudden they hung up because I could hear the beep beep sound.
Nobody called, but it could always be the because remember we're using the VoIP.
Oh, that's right.
So it might.
So that's
part of the issue, and I'm testing out these VoIP phones just to make sure that VoIP's good enough. And if it's not, then we're going to move to all regular lines. Now we do have the 9026 number, which is. People could call in if I attached it, and that's a regular line, but the others are VoIP. So
okay.
All right.
Cool. Thank you, Don.
No, thank you.
He's been so cute tonight, Pat.
His son answered the phone when I called earlier. His son's done too.
You know, one of the things I really like, you know, I like being a professional the best way I know how. Because, you know, I've never had it. I didn't have any experience when I first got behind the mic. I've had to wing it, feel it all out, you know, do the best I can with my shows and stuff. And I tell you, but what really tickles me is when I have spontaneity on my show. I just love it.
Oh, yeah.
Because to me, that's real. It's not stuffy. It gives people permission to giggle and laugh and have some fun with the show, and that's to me is very important. Don't
you
think?
And you're a happy person anyway. If I've heard you laugh so much that I was laughing because I didn't know what you were laughing about, but I was laughing. Yeah. You have that like what do they call it? Like laughter of like people like it's. You just make people laugh, you know. I can't think of the word. I guess it's too late for me.
No, it's okay. Oh, I hope you don't have to go to work tomorrow, do you?
No.
Oh, thank goodness.
I've been a personal trainer for years, and I just decided, oh, I can't do this no more, you know, especially after the accident. And
what? I'm going to have to shoot you out here. I didn't know you were a personal trainer.
I work out in the gym myself, and I can't even do the treadmill no more because of the accident. I just said to my husband, I have to walk. I have to at least go for a two-mile walk every day, and I couldn't do it. So I was going to the gym doing the bicycles, and that's about all I can do, or go in the pool and do aquatics. Yes, I'm a personal trainer and a nutritionist.
I need you to come here to Arizona and hang out with me for a while. I could really use your services. I surely can.
Well, I'll tell you.
Oh, my God.
I'm not a person that can do yoga because I can't sit still doing yoga. I did it one time. My husband was very sick a couple of years ago, and I was upset about it. And one of the girls at the gym said, why don't you take a yoga class? And I did, but I couldn't sit still enough to do it. I have to go to
what? I spent most of my life working out. with Bobby White. My body is screaming at me now because the past, 3 years I have not worked out. I've put on some weight. And I'm a small-framed person. So, you know, putting on even 10 pounds is like putting on 30 pounds.
I've done that. I went up and down. You do it. Hey, we like to eat. But believe me, in your other world, you're not heavy. Nobody is. Well, you can't eat over there. I don't think they have food. So
you eat off of light, just strictly light.
Right.
But I will say I used to work out all the time, 7 days. I mean, to the point where I became a teacher and helped other women. So I got the tools and I got the experience behind me when it comes to working out. Now, I should be ashamed of myself for saying this, but I do have a treadmill here. Have I gone and used it yet? No.
Well, you know, a lot of people won't use their treadmills because there's nobody to talk to. When you go to a gym, you have a conversation with people standing next to you on another treadmill. That's why people really go to the gym to work out. I had people come to my house because I did private training, and it was people that had the thought that gyms were, you were supposed to be perfect before you went to a gym. And you're not. I mean, that's why you go to a gym to lose weight and to get into shape. You know,
well, that's correct. And I know for when I do work out, my body drops it very quickly, and I've got a lot of muscle mass, so I retain my muscle mass really well. And so when I do work out, it's like my body just remembers and it kicks in. There's that recording again. Remember we were talking about that earlier in the show?
Yes.
That was a great example of it right there. But I got some people coming into Arizona to visit me here real soon. So, of course, you know, Leilani wants to look her best. But no, me. I'll just smile.
Go and do the effect. You know what that is? It's a cross ski trainer. That's the best thing. It's an all body workout. If you can get one, go to the gym, jump on that, and you can lose a lot of weight. Do two.
Yeah, but I am serious, though. The man's information that, and I'll send that email information over to you so you can take a look at it. Now, this, of course, will be later on. We'll have some other conversations with each other, and later on, at least you'll know you have that available if that's an avenue you want to travel. But we're getting close to the end of the show, and before we do, there was a strong thought that I had a question that I wanted to ask you, is to share with the listeners real quick, if you would, what it was like coming back into your body and being present again in the vehicle.
Well,
and realizing what had taken place.
On the other side, I was very happy because I had a lot of energy. And when I came back into my body, I actually did feel the pain, but it was like I was in a black and white movie. I only seen black and white when I came back. I didn't see any color. And it was 11 o'clock in the morning when this happened. It wasn't even light. I couldn't tell you. There was a police officer that came to the car, sat in the car with me, and he smiled the whole time. And I felt like I was going to pass out, but just him talking to me kept me alert and awake. And I will have to thank him for that. If he's hopefully he's listening, because I didn't know if my husband or my family was going to come to the hospital. I asked him, would you go to the hospital? And he says, yeah, I'll be there. And he did. He came to the hospital.
And that makes a world of a difference, doesn't it?
Yes, he was one. I never met a police officer like that. I will say he was one good police officer.
Let me ask you something, and I mean this respectfully when I do ask you this question. Do you feel that he was actually, well, one of the things I pick up about him, he wasn't bad looking, was he?
No, not at all.
He was kind of good looking, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And his real loving, soft spirit about him, very spiritually connected, this police officer, and is aware of his spiritual connection, but it's not anything that he would necessarily share with the general people around him. Does this make sense for you?
Yes, it does. Yes. I have.
Did you feel like, you know, he almost wasn't real, like he was an angel that had been sent to you to help you get beyond this trauma once you came back?
I believe his spirit was sent to me. He was, the man was a police officer from that township, but I believe he had the spirit in him that was sent to me. Because there was a lot of police officers in this town, but he was the one. And the whole time he was smiling. And I didn't understand. Like, I kept on, my hands were hurting from holding on the steering wheel. And I couldn't shut my radio down. And he just kept smiling at me like you never stop. So, yeah, I do. I do believe that he was an angel.
That's very comforting, especially when you're trying to get your bearings back again, to have a soft spirit and a friendly face there. And that is powerful in itself because it sends you that message that you're going to be okay.
Yeah, and he kept saying that to me. I just said, I am so afraid. I was afraid the car was going to blow up. When I came back into my body, I was afraid the car was going to blow up because I was just from behind. He said, oh, no, it's not going to blow up. Everything will be fine. He shut my radio down. He put my car on to keep me warm because it was a cool day. And it was, like, rainy. But to me, it was all dark. I couldn't see light. It was light before I got hit. That was it. Everything was dark when I came back.
When you finish writing your book, please let me know so we can interview you on your book that you'll be writing. And on that note, Pat, I really, truly am very grateful to you, and I know I can speak for all the listeners of this show, and we truly thank you for giving to each of us tonight selflessly, because I know it's very late where you're at, and I'm very humbled by the experience, so we want to thank you.
Oh, and thank you all. Thank everybody for listening. Thank you, Melanie, for inviting me on to your show.
Well, we thank you. On that note, I want to remind each and every one of you that you are indeed the power and the authority of you, your worlds, and activities. And remember to love thyself with all your heart, and to always remember to embrace and love each and every one of your family members, your animals, and embrace a flower and smell the air and just celebrate life each and every day. And until we meet again, I ask that each of you remember to stand strong in your faith and in your love. And I want to say good night to everyone. Good night.